The Alzheimer's Association reports about 5.2 million Americans being diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in general. And it's twice as likely to be found in African Americans than whites, and 1.5 times more likely to be found in Hispanics than whites. We really don't know why that's the case. We believe that there are certain environmental influences that predispose African Americans and Hispanics to this disease. But quite frankly, we really don't know the answer to that. So our study was being done to see if there were also genetic factors that predispose these individuals to Alzheimer's disease.
And what we know about people that have genes that put them at risk or increase their likelihood that they'll get Alzheimer's disease, that's less than 5% of the people that are actually diagnosed. So we know from that there's more than just a genetic factor involved, that there are environmental factors.
Seeing that this population was most affected by Alzheimer's, and yet there were so few studies, and particularly genetic studies, being done in this population. So it was a very timely initiation.
So for this study, did you have to use different methods to bring in your participants in the study besides just, you know, posting an ad in the local newspaper or doing a radio interview, for instance?
Quite frankly, there is a different strategy with African Americans, and with good reason. African Americans certainly have been abused in scientific research and even in modern medicine. African Americans certainly have some memory of that. And then there are cultural differences that we recognize and are sensitive to when we're going into the African American community. We go in with a lot of respect, a lot of recognition of past abuses and atrocities, and we're very clear. And then we follow up with these individuals who want to participate in our study. Of course, we are bound by our Institutional Review Board and the federal government, as well as the ANT. And so no one is coerced into this. People make a conscious decision to participate, and we've done extremely well in the African American community.
Can you just sort of describe what the study is? Is it just simply genetic? You need to get some blood, or is it behavioral, or is it, you know, sitting down talking with the family? How does this study actually roll out?
Yes, it's really all of the above. So once someone expressed interest in participating, we're able to schedule an appointment and go to their home. So we go where they are. We don't expect them to come to us, which eliminates a number of barriers, which, you know, are time, transportation, access to research facilities. We go there. We do a number of memory assessments. We get information from another family member that can really let us know if their stories are correct or if the information is correct, or really fill in the gaps of some missing information. We get medical history, medical records. So it's really a comprehensive assessment of where the person may be at that time. Right now, we are looking for people that have some sort of memory loss, whether diagnosed or undiagnosed. And for that reason, we often, at many times, we need a family member or someone, a neighbor, someone that interacts with that person on a regular basis to help us get the information that we need.
I'm excited about the research that's taking place and the clinical trials that are taking place. And I'm also excited that we are getting the word out. A number of research studies and centers are getting the word out to families more and more now, making people more aware and making people more conscious of the kinds of things they need to do first, hopefully to prevent it, and then to manage it if they happen to have a loved one with the disease.
So is that what this weekend's conference is all about?
So this conference is really geared towards caregivers. It's getting them the resources that they need, helping them to learn how to manage some difficult situations, whether it's difficult behaviors or not having the help that they need at home. How do they move beyond some of the barriers and some of the crises or difficult situations that they may be experiencing? So we'll have a number of speakers there and a number of participants and vendors there that will be providing different types of information. Everything from handling difficult behaviors to how to do some long-term care management or care planning for your loved one and for yourself.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you.